All right, good morning, America. Today, our broadcast will be about the Great Depression and how Hoover reacted to said crisis, and also about our election this year of 1932 and how FDR got the election and our inauguration. Going live to Josh, who has a story on the unemployment rate and the current suicide rate.
Unemployment sweeps the streets in the largest rate in U.S. history, and who's to blame? Well, many have decided to blame Hoover, the current president. Lines to get a job just for a day are longer than the halls the jobs are in, and there's not much we can do about it. Circulation is at an all-time low, and suicide rates are through the roof, almost literally, as many people are jumping out of hotel windows onto whatever lies below.
All right, thank you, Josh. Going live to Anish with the opinion of our current Hoover events.
President Hoover did try to help by contracting the Hoover Dam, creating many new jobs, slightly increasing the employment rate. But Mr. Hoover wasn't the brightest while dealing with protesting soldiers, using current soldiers against them, and tear gas killing an infant.
Thank you. Going live to Eric, who will be speaking about the Roosevelt election.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated on 1932, where he went in being Hoover with a landslide of votes on his side. Would this mean the U.S. will be getting any better now? FDR has promised to pull the U.S. out of the Great Depression, and there have been some signs of improvement now in the economy, but there are still many without jobs. Will Roosevelt actually pull the U.S. out of the Great Depression, or will he just be as useless as Hoover, thinking the people can handle this themselves?
All right, thank you, Eric. Going live to Lorenzo, who will be speaking about the inauguration speech.
When Franklin Delano Roosevelt was given his inaugural speech, his use of words coincided with the train wreck he was forced to fix from Hoover's complacency. His words, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," meant that Americans shouldn't panic, but rather remain calm and get back on their feet to rise up from their own ashes of despair and deceit.
All right, thank you. The last few years have been pretty much the worst years in U.S. history, but I believe, and we here at this radio station believe, that FDR is going to make a difference here. Although we have gone through such things as a financial crisis on a country scale and bank collapse, Franklin D. Roosevelt is going to be the change that this country needs. He believes that we can get this economy off the ground. He believes that we can make a difference in this country, that we can make sure that this never happens again, or at least at this scale. And I and here everyone at the station do believe that he can make this happen. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one.